Hello, welcome to the Trust the Wizards podcast, Games Night. We've got a board game in front of us, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Rock Trivia. It's been lent to us by the Meakin family. It is a family heirloom. It says on the front, rock and pop from the Beatles to Bowie. 4,000 questions, 8 categories for 2 players and up, ages 10 plus. So we qualify for all of those things.
We do.
To give you an idea of the vintage of this game, I'll read you the 8 names that it's chosen to place on the front, and these are as marketing devices to make you want to buy this game. Rolling Stones, mm-hmm. Beach Boys, mm. The Who,
yeah.
You know, classic
yeah.
bands of mm. any era. You yeah. can still put those on a board game these days. The Police,
mm.
not you know, mm, maybe quite. Dates it a bit. Stevie Nicks.
Solo Stevie Nicks.
Not that's even Fleetwood Mac, but Stevie Nicks. Van Halen.
Jump!
Kiss. And the one that dates it, the band that you can pretty much say within the month when this board game was made that they chose to put this band on there, Men at Work.
Oh.
Down Under fame.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we're going to do, we're just going to roll the dice, move our counters, and we've got 8 categories here, yeah. Which will become apparent as we play the game.
Yeah.
Kicker of Elves.
Hello. Oh, am I going first?
Okay. He's going first. He's, of course, in the yellow of Leeds United.
It's a 2 for two. Me, which is the yellow.
So you move to the yellow. That's album titles.
Okay, so album titles. The question is, I give you the album title.
Just to make sure you read number 2.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you've got to tell me the artist.
All right.
Layla from 1971.
Finger Me and the Dominoes.
Finger Me? Finger Me. Can I accept Finger Me?
Is that Eric Clapton?
It is Eric Clapton, but it's not.
Somebody on the Dominoes.
It is on the Dominoes, yeah. Okay, you didn't get that one. That was Derek and the Dominoes.
Derek!
Okay. Whoa, the Guinness is frothing up. Right.
And that's 5 for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Purple.
Purple? That's heavy metal.
Oh, yes.
Heavy metal. Question number 5.
Steel, by the way.
Question number 5. Which member of Angel.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Which member of Angel went solo and had a hit album in America?
Oh, yeah.
Jordy Erickson.
I
don't know, but I tell you what is interesting about the band Angel. I don't know any of the names of the people in the band,
yeah.
but their logo,
uh-huh.
their logo was written in such a way that it read Angel both when you looked at it one way and
genius.
Upside down
genius.
And back to front. It was a very good logo.
Like the Cult around the Electric.
I
era.
I was
the Cult's logo
the thing,
was
just
the same in Mirror.
Who she was.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, it was Greg Graffria.
Of course
it was. Greg, it was a listener, I know you knew you were. That was on the tip of your tongue.
I should have got Derek
it?
And the yeah. Dominoes, really.
Okay.
That was a very
4 for me. I'm in QPR Blue, of course. So that's pink. Roots
right.
of Rock.
Roots of Rock.
Roots of Rock.
Roots of Rock.
And you need to ask me question number 4.
Oh, why?
Because I got a 4.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What was the first Loving Spoonful hit in the UK?
Daydream?
It was Daydream.
It seems to make him feel just fine. I was told a little tale about as skinny as a railway foot cowboy with a headache. He was hung up in the desert swatting rats and trying to get a drink of water with his knees a-getting mud cake. And I'll tell you in a sentence how he stumbled into Memphis, Tennessee, hardly crawling, looking dust bait. We gave him little water, a little bit of wine. He opened up his eyes, but they didn't seem to shine. And the doctor said, give him jug band music. It seems to make him feel just fine. So if you ever get sickly, get sister run quickly to the dusty closet shelf. And pull down a washboard and play a guitar chord and do a little do-it-yourself. Call on your neighbors to put down their labors and come and play the hardware in time. Cause the doctor said, give them jug band music, it seems to make them feel just fine. I was floating in the ocean, greasy suntan lotion, when I got wiped out by a beach boy. He was surfing when he hit me, but jumped off his board to get me, and he dragged me by the armpit like a child's toy. As we staggered in the land with all the waiters eating sandwiches and tried to mooch a towel from the hoi polloi. He emptied out his eardrums, I emptied out mine. And everybody knows that the very last line is the doctor said, give them jug band music, it seems to make them feel just fine. Jug band music, it seems to make them feel just fine.
Jesus. Wow. So, Jesus. Keep going. So I get another go. Oops, but the winner, by the way, boys, is the first one to get to the middle. I've got a one there,
I'll
so that's purple, and I'm on heavy metal. Give me a heavy metal question, please.
What was the number?
Number one.
What was the name of the single by Kiss, which was mixed rock with disco, everybody's favourite fusion?
But it sounds awful.
It does.
Kiss, is it... I think they've got a song called Love Gun.
Oh, you're very close. You're very close. If you make up a generic type of song title with a faintly misogynistic title.
Disco Bitch.
Oh, that's gone too far. That's gone too... Nobody needs that, do they?
Yeah.
I Was Made for Loving You.
Yes.
I was made for loving you, baby.
You knew that one, did you?
You were made for loving you.
Go on, Kicker. Your go. Your spin.
I'm last already.
Yes.
Three.
You caught up.
One, two, three. What colour is that?
Purple. It's
heavy metal again.
All right, then.
And three. You got three. What LP did Rainbow record in 1982?
Since You've Been Gone.
No. That's your answer. Straight Between the Eyes.
I don't know that one. Since You've Been Gone, I don't know.
That's a good tune, man. Good tune.
Six.
Six.
Two, three, four, five. Yellow.
Yellow. Album titles. And with question number six says, Emotional Rescue.
Rolling Stones.
1980. Well done. You get another go.
Oh, yeah. I had that. Oh, purple again.
Oh, bloody heavy metal. Right. And question number three says, true or false? The group Boston were formed in Las Vegas.
True.
It's false.
I'm not sure that Boston are heavy metal, are they, really?
They're near enough.
Are they? Do you think they're from Boston? Was that a trick question?
I think they are from Boston, but I don't think they're heavy metal.
One, two, three. Well, write to Peter Pan Playthings. There's an address on here. They're in Peterborough.
probably not anymore.
Grey. Rock General 1, please.
Right. Okay.
And it's question number three.
Question number three. Who did Peter Tork play keyboards with in 1969? You'll know that.
Well, he was in the Monkees.
Yeah, he's correct.
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
Okay. I thought that was like he played keyboards with somebody
else.
Well,
I shouldn't have given that away. Really. No.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I've seen the Monkees live, and it was only a couple of years ago.
Supporting
one of the worst,
Jimi Hendrix.
No, it was one of the worst gigs I've ever been to, and it was in that arena in Liverpool. And you forget until you're actually there watching the Monkees. You forget how few good songs they've actually got. And they've spent a hell of a lot of time with Davy Jones singing various ballads that he would have been singing in the show.
Did they not play the whole of the Head album?
They played a little bit off that. Yeah.
That's quite a difficult listen.
And they also, at one point, Davy Jones fell over. And there was, unlike when you go to, say, I don't know, a Nick Cave gig, and Nick Cave falls over and people just kind of, oh, it's part of the show, isn't it great? He fell over. It's because he's such a wild man of rock. Mm. In this case, people... the whole so crowd kind of a big intake of breath.
Will he get up again?
He's fallen over. Is this the last Monkees gig?
Charcoal burning everywhere.
Anyway, heavy metal. Question number six for me, please.
I should have put my glasses on.
Six, the number of the beast.
I'd have got this.
Go on.
Who replaced Michael Schenker in UFO in 1978?
David Coverdale?
He's a guitarist.
I don't know.
Peter Frampton.
Paul Chapman.
Tonka.
Paul Tonka Chapman. Deep Purple.
You need to get more heavy metal questions, mate. Then you'll be in business.
I needed that one. Anyway,
why was he called Tonka?
I don't know. I think because he liked lorries. I don't know if that's true. I'm just making it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yellow.
Oh, yellow's good.
Yellow's where I should get it right, but probably won't.
What colour's that then? General Rock 2?
That's the orangey colour, I think. The box, the board game's so old, those faded.
Okay, album titles. Number six, Truth from 1971. That's the album Truth, not True. Truth. 1971.
Is that one of the songs off it?
That's Kraftwerk doing
Countdown
thing.
Thank you.
71?
Because it never changes, you know. The rest of the tune never kicks in. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Truth in 1971.
Truth. What was the truth in 1971?
Who knew? The album Truth in 1971. Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Do you think if he repeats it often enough, he's going to get it?
Was it... will you give me a clue?
No.
No, no clues.
It was a group.
I know. REO Speedwagon.
It was the Jeff Beck group, of course, on the tip of your tongue. Doubtless. Six again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yellow, come on. Album titles.
Album titles.
Did you know
number
that,
six.
didn't have a clue.
Firefall, 1976.
Oh, yeah, Firefall, yeah.
You know this one, do you?
Firefall, 1976.
Firefall.
Firefall.
Not one Firefall. Word, one word, Firefall.
Firefall, not Firefall. You're confusing the two. Mm. Everybody knows Firefall. You're thinking Firefall.
Yeah. The Michael Schenker group?
No, strangely enough, it was by Firefall.
I had seen the album.
You see, you're wrong there. It's Firefall by the band Firefall.
Yeah.
Not That's Fire by the Fall.
Left wing
trades and the musical trades and on free trade. I said I ate this grenade. I said I ate this grenade. I said I ate this grenade. I said I don't cast, I ate this grenade.
But that's a strategy, that, isn't it? That's a strategy.
Four. One, two, three, four. That's a white card.
Ooh.
What? We haven't got any white cards.
That must be,
I think, that means you choose. Choose a category.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go... No, I'll go Beatles. And it's question number four.
Which three Beatles... Fucking hell.
Go on, read the question.
Well, which three Beatles?
Aren't Colin and Goff.
Which three Beatles played at the wedding reception of Eric Clapton and the former Mrs. George Harrison, but you have to name them in order which they appear on this card?
No, you don't. No, you just have to name the three Beatles who played...
That's not as easy as
George, Paul and Ringo.
He's wrong!
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So George played at his ex-wife got married to Clapton, and he played at the wedding.
Yeah, they famously had
Patty Boyd.
A guitar duo. They had a guitar off to choose who was going to go with her, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
They had a guitar off.
So a solo off. Because
who was deciding
she was with George, right? And she fell in love with Eric, and they were best mates and everything. So they said, well, what do we do? And so they got in a room and went...
and saw her from Layla.
Meanwhile, she was in the next room shagging Paul.
Yeah, probably.
And, Eric, heavy metal, please.
Heavy metal, and it's question number five.
In which year were Girls School formed? Girls School famously, of course, played with Motorhead. Yeah.
You're giving me clues here. 1976.
78. Okay. Look at me, how far behind
way
I am.
Down, yeah. Sort yourself out.
You've all got one question right, haven't you? I haven't got anything right yet.
Well, that'll be why you're behind then.
Five.
Subtitles.
I'll give you some title. You tell me the artist.
Okay.
Fame in 1975.
Go on. David Bowie.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. And author featuring Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
And John Lennon.
John Lennon, yeah.
Thank you.
Great. General Rock 1.
Rock
question
General
number one.
One,
please.
Rock General 1.
Sorry.
True or false?
No.
Richard Davis, is that your answer? Richard Davis of Supertramp played in a group in the late 60s called Joint. Joint? That's Richard Davis of Supertramp.
Is that Joint spelt J-O-Y-N apostrophe T?
No.
It's also, he also presented World of Sport for many years.
Joint, I think, as in reefer.
Alright, I'm gonna say true.
It is true, Well done, you.
Supertramp, there's a band.
Yeah, there's a band.
So logical, aren't they?
Pink, please.
New Wave.
Oh,
very much in your
territory. This is New Wave circa 1980s. I'm thinking Devo is the answer.
Very close. Who was the original drummer for Susie and the Banshees? Oh, what a gift.
Budgie.
Sid Vicious.
The original drummer.
I'm ahead of you though.
No, you're not. Oh, you are. One, two, three. No, you're not. Purple. No, oh, God.
Purple. Heavy metal again.
Paul Tonka Chapman is my answer. Yeah.
What year did Deep Purple split up?
Which time?
Ah, at this stage, this is 1983. I'd go with 1973.
It's 1976 is the answer. Right. Four. One, two, three, four. It's choose your category again. I'll go Beatles again.
Okay.
Thank you. And you're number four?
Yeah. Fab Four.
What was the follow-up LP to Band on the Run? Unlucky.
Ooh, I don't know that one. Yeah.
It's a not the very Beatlesy
Venus
song.
And Mars?
It is. Oh, I'm very impressed. Yes, I would have known that.
One. Orange, that is Rock General 2.
Ah, right, okay. Rock General 2, number one. Long John what?
Oh, dear God. He doesn't know.
Is it Long John Baldry?
It is Baldry.
Mm-hmm.
It's correct.
Yeah. I don't know who he is. I know the who was Long John Baldry?
Played with Elton John and Rod Stewart in Bluesology.
Was Long John Baldry also in that...
Treasure Island?
No,
Long John Silver. That. No, he wasn't. What are they called? four, and what was it?
Heavy metal. Heavy metal again.
I don't know why I ask questions when I don't even know.
He had a hit with Let the Heartaches Begin, right? But all the rest of his music wasn't. It was like heavy blues and sort of jazzy stuff.
Was he involved with that Rod Stewart one in a something?
Stomach pump thing.
Python Lee Jackson.
That's what I was thinking of.
Python Lee Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me because he was a big man.
Python Lee Jackson.
That's a good tune, isn't it?
It is a good tune, yeah.
Spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am. In the days between the hours, ivory towers, bloody flowers, push their heads into the air. I don't care if I ever know. There I go. Promises you gave from the grave of a broken heart. Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
Anyway, next question. Heavy metal four.
Okay. Oh, so easy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. In 1968, Deep Purple recorded Kentucky Woman. Who wrote it?
That's not easy for me, mate. Kentucky Woman. What band was it?
Purple.
The Purple.
The Purps. That's no one calls them.
David Coverdale?
You know, right?
No.
Oh, don't you? Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond.
No, I didn't know that.
Who's written, of course, Monkey Songs.
Indeed, yeah, yeah.
I'm a Believer.
I'm a Believer.
And Red Red Wine.
I'm a Believer, much better, of course, by Robert Wyatt.
Get me.
Roll the dice.
One. Pink. Roots of Bloody Rock. Well, I'm not going to get that right, am I?
Oh, right. Okay, Roots of Rock. You can have that one.
Well, it's got no questions on there.
No, no questions.
That's a pass.
It's so old. The questions have actually worn off.
Who had a number one hit in 1957 with Great Balls of Fire?
Oh, Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah.
That bluey one.
Blue, that's
Beatles.
That's this one. Song titles.
Song titles, isn't it? And that's number three. The Ballad of John and Yoko, 1969.
Oh yeah.
What's the artist?
Ah, no, hang on.
Ah. You see the confusion in his eye. The Ballad of John and Yoko.
That's for the Beatles.
Yeah. What was the confusion then?
I wasn't sure whether it could have been John Lennon.
Yeah.
Try to get to Holland or France. The man in the mat said,
We're up into second place here, Kicker.
1, 2, 3, 4. Give me a yellow, you fucker. Come on.
Album titles.
Number 4 album titles. Oh. Two Rye A.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with that album.
1983. What was the artist?
Well, if only I could say it in an appropriate way.
Texas Midnight Runnels. You're one behind. Could be going in the lead if you get this.
Name Isaac Hayes' biggest UK hit.
In 1983?
Not necessarily in 1983, no.
No, just at all.
He didn't have many after that.
Well, it's name Isaac Hayes' biggest UK hit.
Was it Shaft?
I don't know. Was it Shaft?
Shaft.
What?
Can you dig it?
Yeah.
What's the theme from Shaft?
Theme from Shaft. Well, I think we'll give it that.
I'll give you that.
I think we'll give it that.
Horrible playing Trivial Pursuit.
In fact, technically speaking, it should be theme from inverted commas, Shaft, close inverted commas, I think. We'll give you that.
You only give me that because you're sure I'm going to fail
Rock General 2.
Somewhere along the line.
So number six. Oh, jeez. Right. don't get the impression I don't want you to win.
No.
Right? What was the name of Jimi Hendrix's studio?
Electric Ladyland.
Yeah.
Anything you want from me. Anything.
He's on a roll.
Yellow.
Number one. Marriott, 1975.
What, you got to say who the artist was?
Yeah, the artist, yeah. That's the album title, Marriott.
Okay.
From 1975.
Is it Steve Marriott?
Yes, it is.
It's a tricky one,
I want you to know that I love you, baby. I want you to know that I care. I'm so happy when you're around me, but I'm sad when you're not there. Sing the song now. What you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do?
Tell the truth.
What you gonna do?
No. What does the title of OMD's first single, Enola Gay, come from? Or where does the title OMD's first hit single, Enola Gay, come from?
It's an aeroplane that drops bombs. It's the name of an aeroplane.
Drop bombs specifically where?
And what sort of bombs?
was it the bomb on Hiroshima?
Well, you dropped the first atom bomb, but I think you're close enough. You got most of the ingredients there. Death. War. Bombs.
Japan.
Purple.
Heavy metal.
Oh, metal. You're
the only one who likes these heavy metal questions.
I'm going right, except that wasn't the ones I asked you.
Who formed Kansas in 1971? Shall we move on?
Was it the governor of Kansas?
Who formed the band Kansas?
Kansas,
two people.
No, there's only one.
Just the one person.
Yeah. Stop fishing for clues.
Good point, yeah.
Was it Paul Kossoff?
No, it's Paul Earhart.
Oh, you got the first name correct.
Tell you what, you're lagging, lads. Lagging.
Oh, no, I'm miles behind. Oops. That's not helped.
Good for loft insulation.
3, 4, 5. Right, I'll pick New Wave.
Lagging, I mean.
New Wave.
New Wave, question number 5.
Here we go.
What OMD album had two tracks about Joan of Arc?
Was it called Joan of Arc?
Well, one of the songs was called Joan of Arc, and the other one was called Maid of Orleans. Mm. That's not going to help you.
No. Is it Architecture, Ted and Morality? No,
it's that one, Architecture and Morality. Yeah.
Architecture and Morality, that's what I've just said. Right now. Right, still me.
No, you said it before you had a chance to answer.
No, he didn't know. You've given up on that.
Yes,
you didn't know that.
Given up on that.
Unbelievable. Well,
that'd be a lesson to you.
Can we play that bit back?
Hang on, I'll pick up the card.
We'll have a little listen to that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said the answer.
Yeah, but you've given up.
He didn't say you've given up.
I hadn't officially given up.
Which Beatle was charged with possession of marijuana?
Paul McCartney.
At his home on March the 12th, 1969. You've said Paul McCartney. I'm not letting you have another guess. Oh, not after that last one.
No, damn it.
It's George Harrison.
Was it? John Lennon.
But I mean, he was also. They were both charged with possession of the old Mary Jo.
Really?
Not on that particular date. It was George Harrison. Yeah.
Right.
McCartney tried to take some into Japan, didn't he?
He did. And Yorke Horn apparently has something to do with that.
Rock General 1.
Number 3. What instrument... Oh, wow, this is right up his street, this.
Instruments, yeah.
Also a favourite band.
Yeah. The wedding present.
What instrument does Mike Rutherford of Genesis play?
I wish he played none at all. I think he's keyboards.
Oh, no.
No, he's guitar.
He's the bass player.
Is he bass?
Apparently so. Yeah.
Good. I'm fucking glad I didn't know that.
Not lost any credibility.
I don't want to know anything about them scumbags.
No. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can hardly see where you are.
I'd rather come last than get an answer about Genesis right.
Wow.
I would. I'd rather come last.
I'd rather win. Carry on.
Okay. How many colours are on the cover of the Abacab album by Genesis? How much do you want to win? How many colours are on the cover of the Abacab album by Genesis? I can show you. Yes. And he counted them on his fingers. He visualised the album.
What does the album look like then?
I've no idea, but I think there's probably. I thought there was a colour for A, a colour for B. What else is Abacab? I don't think it means anything, does it?
Yeah,
don't
know.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. Pile of shit anyway.
I think it's the structure of the song.
Blue?
A song that, you know, you go to section A, section B, section A, section C, section A, section B. That would be my guess.
Heavy metal, okay.
Heavy metal, yeah. Number 5.
What group wrote the material that was covered on the live Ozzy Osbourne LP, Black Sabbath? What? 1983. What group wrote the material that was covered on the live Ozzy Osbourne LP in 1983?
Was it Black Sabbath? Oh.
Did you read the answer as well?
Yes, I did. I did.
Don't okay. give me another question. Yeah, give me
that. Ridiculous.
Try not to say the answer as well.
Yeah.
Is the answer Black Sabbath?
Yes, it is.
By the way, you're on dark blue
I'm
there.
I'm on purple.
You're on dark blue.
I'm on purple. I'm
not on purple. Oh, you're on purple. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Who designed the cover for Blue Oyster Cult's Fire of Unknown Origin?
Oh, I've had that album.
Oh, good. Who designed the cover?
I'm thinking... Sandy Pearlman, or was he in the band? I don't know. No, hang on. Not Sandy Pearlman.
Designing the cover?
Michael Moorcock or one of those fellas.
Oh, I haven't seen you. No, yeah. It was Greg Scott.
Never heard of it.
Of course, Greg Scott. Sandy Pearlman was a producer.
Yes,
producer. And he also produced Give Him Enough Rope.
six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pink.
All right, new wave. Question number six.
Pink. Roots of Rock. Oh, sorry.
No, this is the light pink. Six. Here we go. Where were the photos taken on the Clash's back cover of the London Calling album? What a good question.
Mm. We were there.
No, we weren't. Yeah, I think in the first album.
The back cover. No, the London Calling album. No, the back cover.
Hold on.
There's a picture of Mick Jones on stage.
It was the first album. We were, that's Canada.
America.
Yeah. Which city in America? Take a guess. It's an on-stage shot of Mick Jones, isn't there? Sort of walking along the stage.
New York.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
That's one of those you either know or don't know. A Clash question that none of us knew. Yeah. I get to choose a question. Yeah. I'm going to go New Wave again then. New Wave, question number one.
Question number one. Oh, what was the first punk group to form their own label?
Buzzcocks?
It was Buzzcocks, very good. Do you know what their first record was?
New Hormones was the name of the label, Spiral Scratch EP. Yellow, that's album titles.
Album titles, artist.
Don't read the artist out. I failed on that one.
That was blank.
Question number two.
So I'll give you the title of the album and you tell me the artist.
Okay.
In the City, 1977.
The Jam.
Is correct. Getting just to cause for me. And I see people assessing me. Gonna break away and gain control.
Oops, sorry, I've knocked somebody's counter over.
That's me, I was there.
Here you were. one, two, three. Oh, fucking heavy metal again.
Oh, good.
Fuck off. Number three, heavy metal, I'm not going to get it.
You'll know this. Actually, you might be able to guess
I won't know
this.
It.
No, you might be able to guess this. What song by Gene Pitney was covered by somebody called Ronnie Montrose on a solo LP? That says, can you name a Gene Pitney song?
24 Hours from Tulsa?
No, the other one.
Something's Gonna Hold My Heart?
No, the other one.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance?
No, the other one. Town Without Pity.
What? Town Without Pity?
Yeah.
Don't know that one.
No.
It's better known as the Ronnie Montrose.
I once lived in a time.
The Rolling Montrose song, Town Without Pity. Oh, yeah.
Great.
Rocker General.
One of my favourites.
Number three. Who wrote Eric Clapton's song, Cocaine? I always thought he wrote it.
No.
For obvious reasons.
I know it's covered by Nazareth, that, as well.
Is it? Mm. Jimmy Nazareth writes it there.
Jesus of Nazareth.
He wasn't in the band long then, was he? He came back again, though. You know.
Yeah,
he did leave. And
he was big on comebacks.
Yeah. What was the question?
Oh, sorry. who wrote Eric Clapton's song, Cocaine?
I think it's a reggae song, is that right?
I don't know. Is it?
Is it Jimmy Cliff or someone like that?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I don't know.
JJ Cale.
Yeah, it's not. It's about as reggae as that question you had about Michael Schenker.
He's all about soul, Michael Schenker.
One, two, three.
Not his dad. Four, his dad's Ravi Shankar, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's right.
His dad.
They are related, yeah.
Rock General, question number five. Here we go. Who produced... this is easy. Who produced... Oh, it's not as easy as I thought. Who produced Lou Reed's Transformer LP? And there's two people's names there.
Oh, David Bowie and Tony Visconti.
It's wrong, actually. It's David Bowie and Mick Ronson, but that was very close.
That's a shame.
I would have just guessed David Bowie myself, that's why I gave you the clue there was two people.
What album was that?
Transformer.
And what's your favourite song from that album, would you say?
Vicious.
I was going to say exactly the same. We'll be right back.
is it?
It's Yellow, album titles. Number six.
Number six. Ooh.
Ooh.
Graffiti Crimes from 1979. We've all got that in our catalogs, haven't we? Mm.
Graffiti Crimes, 1979. Graffiti Crimes,
yes. I can't put the card away because I can't remember.
Nazareth.
It's not. No, do you know?
Racy?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's My Sex or Me Sex or M1 Sex, but it's a something like
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Never heard of
M1 me. Sex, that's a bit dangerous.
Two. I'm still in the lead, by the way. Yes, no one's mentioning that. But
Orange? Is yeah. that one, then?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Two. Rock General 2. I wonder what's the difference between 1 and 2 on the Rock General category.
Mm.
Well, it's this. Which Jethro Tull album features a ballerina on the back cover?
Well, of all those Jethro Tull albums that I know,
yeah.
I will name the one.
Okay.
Aqualung.
No, A Passion Play. It's a passion play.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll go, Will?
I reckon Aqualung will be an answer at some point.
Hold that thought. I'll put back one. Two. Is that Orange?
Orange, it's Orange, yeah. Rock General. What Doors album features a picture of a hotel window on the cover?
Oh, God. That's, you want the album name, yeah?
Yep.
I don't know, it's cold.
Can I say?
Well, is he given up yet? Because make sure clarify that he's definitely given up before you just say the answer and then he'll say it.
I think it's called Morrison Hotel.
It is called Morrison Hotel, yeah. Okay, right, might go to roll the dice. One, two, fucking heavy metal again! Three, fucking heavy metal. I hate these heavy metal questions.
You're bound to know.
Alright, go on then, hit me.
What is the person on the cover of Fog Hat's Fool for the City LP doing?
What? What
is the person on the cover of Foggart's? I think Foggart. Fog Hat. I don't know.
Fog Hat.
Foggart or Fog Hat? Foghat. Fog Hat.
Fog Hat.
So, what is the person on the cover of that band's album called Fool for the City doing? What are they doing on the cover?
They're driving a car.
They're not.
They're masturbating.
They're not.
They're playing guitar.
They're not.
What are they doing?
They're fishing.
Of course they are.
Tedious, isn't it?
I'm not aware of
fishing whilst driving a car and masturbating. We've all done it.
Oh, here's a good one for you.
Number one.
Album titles.
Yeah.
Allergy Bargy from 1980.
A squeeze.
Of course. It's a squeeze. Rock General 1.
6.
6. Why do they have 8? Oh, okay. Name Slade's first UK hit. Slade. Their first UK hit.
Mama Feel It. Mama We're All Crazy Now.
Get Down and Get With It.
Okay, get Valiant, that dice, Rebel.
Valiant effort. 2. Crap. Pink.
New Wave. Question number 2. Yeah. Oh, you'll definitely know this one. We've mentioned her on the pod before now. Who was lead singer for The Slits' first album?
Harry Up.
Very good. So it went on, long into the night, long after the next cans of Guinness were opened, and long after the iPad we were recording on ran out of battery, and still the Wizards did not run out of banter, me. In the end, the one known as Chorizo was declared the winner, largely because I stopped landing on the bloody purple squares, deep purple squares, and getting all their fucking heavy metal questions. The full list of tracks you've heard are Here Comes Deep Breath, Jug Band Music by The Loving Spoonful, Pleasant Valley Sunday by The Monkees, Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk, Fiery Jack, The Fall, Right by David Bowie, Love and Avoid, Susie and the Banshees, In a Broken Dream by Pipe and Lee Jackson, I'm a Believer, Robert Wyatt, Liars A to E by Dexys Midnight Runners, Little Wing, Jimi Hendrix, What You Gonna Do About It, The Small Faces, Safe European Home, The Clash, Boredom by The Buzzcocks, Away from the Numbers, The Jam, Something Got on Hold of My Heart by Gene Pitney and Mark Ormond, Vicious by Lou Reed, Another Nail in My Heart by Squeeze, and Man Next Door by The Slits. Thank you for joining us on Trust the Wizard's Board Game Night. Play safe now.